the case for mistaken identity and what to do during the pandemic with your money on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by sharing a different type of identity story. Typically, we talk about identity theft, frauds, and scams. We talk about imposters. We talk about people outright cloning your identity and becoming you. But today we're having a completely different feature, and it's from a former guest. I'm really excited to speak with this guest again because he has incredibly sage, sound advice, but I'm really compelled to share his story because it's one of mistaken identity, something that we've never approached or discussed. And what do you do in the case of mistaken identity, especially when it can imperil your own financial career, especially when you're a money manager? And that's what's happened to Harry Abrahamson of the Abrahamson Financial Group. He was a guest when we were on radio, and I'm excited to have him back to talk about what we do with our finances now. But first, I want to highlight what's happened to him in his case of unfortunate mistaken identity and how it's targeted his ability to serve his clients. So I have known Harry for several years, and he's been in business for more than a decade and a half, serving his clients in 2004. And well, I might add, he is an award-winning financial planning company, and I'd love to share his journey with you and talk about what we can do to enhance yours during these uncertain financial times. So let's welcome Harry Abrahamson of the Abrahamson Financial Group to the show. Welcome back to the show, Harry. It's so great to have you on again and for the first time on TV this time.
Great. Thank you for having me, Heather. It's a pleasure to be back again.
I always thought your wisdom was profound. Your show when we did radio together was highly downloaded, but we're coming together for something really crazy. Now, I have been a victim of identity theft multiple times, but I have to say that mistaken identity hasn't been something that I've had, you know, other than people saying I look like certain celebrities. So tell me what mistaken identity has meant for you personally and professionally.
Yeah, well, it was, it's a journey that I kind of started going down. Unfortunately, it was really by surprise. Probably over 10 years ago, my dad, who has the same name as myself, Harry Abrahamson, got himself into trouble. And at the time, our family was estranged, so I didn't really know really anything, what was really going on, until I got a phone call from a client that said, hey, by the way, did you know that this happened? So it was kind of a surprise. And then realized, you know, soon thereafter that when people started to kind of look me up, they just assumed that it was the same person, Harry Abrahamson. And also he was involved with UBS, but he was involved with UBS as a client. So mm-hmm. people assumed he was in the same industry, the same person. So it was definitely something very hard to deal with in the very beginning when we discovered this was something that now was something part of our reality.
Well, you know, it's troubling anytime we have issues with our identity. We work so hard to operate with integrity, do the best job that we can. And unfortunately, people make mistakes in this world, and to have it associated with you must have been really stressful for you. So what was some of the first things that you did once you, like, I guess you had to really investigate to figure out what was going on once your client made mention of it?
Yeah, we tried to figure out a little bit of what was happening to figure it out, because at the time, you know, nobody really was talking. So I reached out to a family member to find out, like, you know, what went on, what happened. And then really after that, funny enough, I got a phone call from the New York Times, and they brought it to my attention that they were going to publish an article. And I was like, you know, please don't do this. And they stopped it temporarily. And then they went back to, I guess, speak to the editors and everything. And I explained to them the problem that they would be creating for myself. And then they came back and said they're going to, you know, publish the article. And in their opinion, they thought it was best if they just didn't even bring up that there was a son, especially in the financial service space. So I went ahead and they published it. And then basically after that, that's where articles started to occur. And we really were trying to figure out how do we really get ahead of this with our clients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when something like this happens to you, did you seek the advice of legal counsel? What was their estimation of what options that you had for mistaken identity?
You know, Heather, in this particular example, there really isn't anything that you can do from a legal standpoint, because, you know, they're both the same names, you know, and it happens to be my dad, and we live in the same state, and they were publishing and printing articles, and, you know, the Justice Department, and I reached out to people, politicians, my congressmen, senators, to ask them if there's any way they can possibly help me out, if they could get some of the stuff removed, you know, the old, you know, it's been around for a long time. And so the best suggestion that I got was to really just go out there and just promote our content, promote who we are, so people can identify us and separate out, you know, the good information from the information that it has nothing to do with us, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very hard road to go down, but we realize now we had a big year last year, accomplished a lot of really good things, and we, you know, we have a lot of you know, great information and content that is out there, awards and things that we've won. So right now we're focusing on just kind of get some good content out there. Hopefully, as time goes on, some of the information that doesn't have anything to do with us will soon hopefully disappear.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that that's, you know, an awful place to be, because, you know, it's, I mean, your hands are tied, and that's, you know, a really stressful thing. But I like the idea of being proactive and being able to put some quality content out there. And that's why I wanted to have you back, because I've always respected and admired what you've done in your profession. And when we get back from the break, I would love to hear more about what your thoughts are on what people should be doing with their money during this coronavirus pandemic uncertainty, as we watch numbers climb, as the economy opens back up. And, you know, what do I do with my money has been the biggest question on a lot of viewers' minds. So let's answer that when we get back to the break. You are watching Harry Abrahamson of the Abrahamson Financial Group on Unlock Your Wealth Today. Your life fully invested. We'll be right back with more right after this. Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, we've been chatting with Harry Abrahamson of the Abrahamson Financial Group. We just talked about his case of mistaken identity, but in this segment, we want to address what we should be doing with our finances during this coronavirus crisis. We've been hearing so much in the news what to do with our health. Now let's check in with Harry and find out what we should be doing with our wealth. Harry, welcome back to the show. We're in this really crazy time because, you know, just this week, economies have been opening back up, and so are the numbers of coronavirus cases that are being reported. So what do we do when it comes to not only protecting our health, but protecting our wealth?
Yeah, that's a great question, Heather. Right now, you know, I'm working with clients, and we're doing right now with people, if they're in the beginning stages of looking at planning, number one is they need to educate themselves. They need to really look at the bigger picture. They need to look at everything that they have going on. Sometimes people really focus in on a micro, we call it a micro, but, you know, it's not just about a rate of return or diversified portfolio or looking at, you know, different products, but the real key is how is your overall plan looking today? You know, are you set up the right way if something like this happens? It's just not only the pandemic that happened and, you know, the market's behaving, but now we're going to be dealing really with the aftermath, right? I mean, unemployment, a tremendous amount of stimulus that was produced. So there's a lot of economic environments that you're really going to start to come together. And, you know, the people that we're working with, we want to make sure that they're tactically positioning what they do have from an overall planning standpoint, so that if something happens in the future, whether it's, you know, a market correction or something happens in terms of inflation, there's a lot of other wealth eroding factors that play a role where people really need to be smarter about things and tactically plan assets, not only from an overall risk standpoint, but also from a tax standpoint.
So not that we should be making comparisons, but if we look back to what happened with the last financial crisis last decade, do we think this is going to have the same ramifications, or it's not going to be as bad, or do you think it'll be worse than what we saw with the financial crisis of 08?
Well, you know, I think the majority of people that we work with, right, they have retirement accounts. I mean, that's what people typically have, some type of a retirement account. And, you know, we're talking now about two different concepts, right? Right. Market volatility. Will it happen again? Well, markets do go up and go down. They will. But what happened right now affected really the world. It impacted every state in the United States of America. And the real question, Heather, is when you're putting your money into these accounts, a retirement account, it's all a pre-tax strategy, right? And the thought and the idea is to defer the tax. But the problem right now, if you really look at things, you know, and just ask a general question, where do you think taxes are going to be? How are we going to pay for all this? And so the largest pool of untaxed money in America is the 401k plan. You know, qualified pension plans haven't been taxed. So it's going to have to come from somewhere. So I think really the price that's going to really, you know, the price to really get out of all this is, you know, if they increase taxes to try to, you know, recover some of the costs, right? And to maintain what's going on right now can be problematic. People, once they start relying on these accounts and pulling money out from for retirement.
I know, and that's the scary thing is, and in my estimation as well, is the big unknown is taxes. How are we gonna pay for what we've done? Because not only did we stop the economy, then, you know, we wrote checks on top of that. And checks that the U.S. behind can't really cash, in my estimation. And I think that this is going to have ramifications for generations to come. So with regard to interest rates and inflation, I don't see them moving. What are your thoughts on how that'll affect us going forward?
Well, you know, the Fed printed a lot of money. There was a 60 Minutes interview that he basically said that they're a lender of last resort and would print any amount of money to keep things going. So when you print money, that's inflation, right?
Yes.
And so we don't know what's going to happen in terms of the impact, but we've never, ever produced $5 trillion of fiscal stimulus in a three-day period, which is 25% of GDP in the history of our country. We've never done it. So now that we've done it, we're now going to really literally all watch and see, okay, what's going to be the ramifications from an inflationary standpoint. So there's that, you know, it's a balancing act. People want safety right now. So they might go to, you know, putting money in a safe account, maybe a savings account CD. They don't want that risk. But the problem is that, you know, inflation is going to really be eroding that dollar because inflation's like, you know, the stealth tax. It's there, but disappears quickly.
Right.
So they need to look at alternate strategies to try to keep up with, you know, inflation if it really does start to trickle into our economy and impacting families and businesses.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been great having a conversation with you. So some of the fast facts that I'm getting out of our conversation is that we need to educate ourselves on what's going on, take a look at what exactly we have going on in our portfolios, irrespective of the pandemic, and then how do we plan and go forward in a tactical way? Is that kind of a good summary?
Yep, great summary. And just keeping an eye on you know, the choice between a pre-tax or post-tax strategy, I think it would be a smart move.
Well, if folks have questions about that and want to know more and seek your advice, how do folks get a hold of you?
They can go to our website. It's www.abrahamsenfinancial.com. A-B-R-A-H-A-M-S-E-N financial.com. And they can, you know, shoot us an email. They can give us a call. They can send us some information right on the website itself.
Oh, excellent. Well, it's been great catching back up with you, and best of luck overcoming your mistaken identity issues. And thank you so much for the advice going forward. And for those of you without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthToday.com is here where you can visit Harry's show page, get the links to all of his wonderful resources, contact him, and so much more. For the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.